All right, today's date is November 16, 2020. It's about 2:15 in the afternoon, and we're taking an interview for our COVID-19 project. I have an individual, male, reserve worker for the U.S. Air Force. And my question to him is, what has been different about your work environment since January of this year until now?
Okay. Basically, since January through March, was pretty normal. COVID kicking up and increasing. I believe it was about March when everything started shutting down and locking down, which is normal for just about any environment, work environment. As far as any precautions, they were all the same for a short while as everyone else would be doing, going off of what the city would be recommending and what the local environment would be recommending. If in certain environments you're able to maintain distance and certain environments that you're not, you know, you're going to increase precautions, things like that. Once it got heavier after March for short term, and then it started to downgrade, and of course then we had a second kick that brought things up, so there was increased precautions. Pretty much everything that you can do virtually is being done virtually, so that's pretty standard across all kinds of companies and schools. And of course the summer hit, so people staying away, anyone that would have increased exposure would be taking the extra precautions and continuing to work. I would say until now, approximately now, when school started starting again, but most kids are still doing virtual, so having parents that need to be able to, you know, pay more attention to kids working with school and just balancing work and homeschooling, things like that. So for the most part, there's been very rare shutdowns unless somebody has a positive test or maybe even a false positive test, where things might be like just delayed for a day or two and it's, you know, 100% virtual. But for the most part, it hasn't affected as much as I would have expected. But it has actually gone on longer than expected, but that's been the same for everywhere else.
So within the work environment, were you all required to wear masks and take temperature readings within your work area, your building?
Yes. Pretty much standard. I was doing the mask and the testing and temperature readings and keeping people isolated. And hey, if you don't need to be here, go home or do things virtual. Or if you are here, spend as least time out as possible. And just really spread everybody out and then keeping everybody informed if anybody comes up positive or feels weird or anything like that. Because it's not so much the office, you know, it could be a family member or somebody who brought something in from the civilian job, or they just, you know, got a false positive or an actual positive. You know, a lot of people just are asymptomatic, so it's not anywhere anything different than what any other company or a school might have to experience.
All right. Another question. As a reserve member, has there been less, more, or the same opportunities to go into work?
In that case, it's been fluctuating depending on where you are, what your actual position might be. So I would say at the beginning it was normal, and then it went to less, to almost nothing, and then it got to more opportunities. And it's been fluctuating and changing, and of course it always fluctuates and changes with budget issues. But that's a normal thing. That so even if COVID wasn't around, it would still be something normal that we deal with. So it hasn't been, for me, it hasn't been too much of an issue.
So when you do go in, are you going in half day, full days, 5 days a week, once a week? I know that COVID has put a strain on a lot of work environments, and it's pretty much the same everywhere, but just curious on how it affected you at your particular job. Did they say, don't come in 5 days a week, come in once a week?
Yeah, a lot of it was, you know, come in, take care of what you got to do, and go ahead, get out of here. If you can do it by virtual, do it virtual. And then in the office that I'm working in is, we would rotate. So some people would come in for a couple days, you know, we would pick certain days and kind of rotate everybody in and out of the office. So somebody was always manning the office versus all of us there at once. So less exposure all the way around.
So when you say rotating, you mean because of the number of people that would exceed the 6 foot radius personal space?
Yeah, that would probably be the number one rule that gets enforced. And, you know, when you're just wearing masks, it's the same as anywhere else, you know. So it's not, it's just, we're probably used to more being able to deal with that, any kind of issues like that. As far as, you know, possibly getting infected.
Okay. So, a third question. Has COVID-19 prevented you from accomplishing any personal goals this year?
Yeah, I think that's all the way around for everyone. You know, if anything involves travel, if anything involves distancing or maybe seeing relatives that might be higher risk for exposure or friends or young ones, stuff like that. So it's been limited on that basis, but I think it's the same for everybody. Got to find your workarounds of what you want to do and not do, and I guess the distance that you have to travel would also be a factor. So if it's less distance, it's less restrictive versus longer distance. If you're going out of state, if you're going out of the country, if you're going out of the county, things like that, they just all factor in.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for this opportunity for the interview. Have a great day.
Thank you.